From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Jessica, August 3rd. The morning read, 10 stories, balanced sourcing throughout. Let's get into it. First, from Screen Rant, Lord of the Rings, Realms of the South officially announced. Whether or not you are a fan of the modern resurgence of Lord of the Rings in new adaptations, such as Amazon's Rings of Power, the War of the Rohirrim anime film, or the upcoming projects such as Andy Serkis's The Hunt for Gollum, or Stephen Colbert's Shadows of the Past, it's definitely a lively and exciting period for the iconic fantasy franchise. Next, second, from Sky Sports. Just Me and Him. McKenna receives warning ahead of title fight. Aaron McKenna, Etnosa. Oliha gives Irish boxer warning ahead of IBF world title fight in Dublin on August 8th. Etnosa. Oliha has warned Aaron McKenna that he will hurt him in front of a hostile Dublin crowd. Watch Oliha versus McKenna from the Three Arena live on Sky Sports on Saturday, August 8th, Sunday, 2nd August, 2026, 2038, UK Etnosa. Oliha says Aaron McKenna cannot offer anything new in their world title fight and has vowed to inflict a punishing defeat on the Irishman. McKenna is aiming to become Ireland's newest world champion when he faces Oliha for the vacant IBF middleweight title in Dublin on Satup Next. Third, from The Guardian Sport. On the spot, 50 of the most famous and infamous Panenka penalties of all time. The 50th anniversary is the perfect time to remember 50 of the most famous and infamous attempts at the Czech's chip. It is 50 years since Antonín Panenka won the European Championship for Czechoslovakia with the most audacious penalty ever taken. His signature chip wasn't instantly eponymous. And then, fourth, from BBC Sport Football, Semenyo hails Maresca's style of play as music to my ears. Semenyo hails Maresca's style of play as music to my ears. Published Manchester City forward Antoine Semenyo has hailed new manager Enzo Maresca's style of play as music to my ears after showcasing early signs of his role under the Italian. City were defeated on penalties by Inter Milan in Maresca's first game in charge in Hong Kong, but the side demonstrated the attacking intent the new boss will deploy after replacing Pep Guardiola. Semenyo played the opening 45 minutes and gave Inter fullback Andy Diouf a torrid time with his pace and direct running, helping to set up Divine Mukasa's go next. Fifth, from IGN, Marvel's Wolverine ESRB rating promises a handful of sequences featuring exposed buttocks. Marvel's new Wolverine game is shaping up to be a gritty, blood-soaked adventure that leans into the character's brutal side. The ESRB has given it a mature rating, flagging intense violence, strong language, drug references, and a handful of moments that briefly show a character's exposed buttocks. Those brief nudity bits seem to be more of a cheeky nod than anything explicit, but they're part of the overall mature content package. Insomniac is keeping the focus on visceral combat, letting players swing claws, unleash rage modes, and chain together brutal combos. Expect plenty of gore, with enemies dismembered, decapitated, and splattered across the battlefield. The game's tone matches the darker, more violent direction the studio took with recent Spider-Man titles, promising a relentless, fast-paced experience. The title will launch exclusively on PlayStation 5 on September 15th, 2026. While the platform exclusivity limits Xbox fans, the game's release will likely bring a wave of new controller designs and accessories, echoing the themed gear that appeared with previous Insomniac releases. Overall, Wolverine looks set to deliver a mature, unapologetically violent take on the iconic mutant, complete with the occasional playful glimpse of exposed rear that fans have come to expect from the franchise's more irreverent moments. Up next, sixth, from Times of India, new evidence in D4VD case. Prosecutors cite texts and forensics at hearing. Defense contests proof. Prosecutors presented alleged text messages and forensic evidence in the D4VD murder case, claiming the singer had a secret relationship with 14-year-old Celeste Rivas Hernandez. Burke has pleaded not guilty, while the defense challenged key evidence during the preliminary hearing. And then, seventh, from Kyiv Post, The Lost Art of Power, From Helmut Kohl's Resolve to Europe's Strategic Decay. Europe's response to Russia's war in Ukraine reflects a long erosion of strategic will that contrasts sharply with Helmut Kohl's era of decisive power politics. Kohl leveraged economic weight and moral clarity to force Russia's withdrawal from Central Europe, a firmness that appears to be absent in today's fragmented West. Next, 8th from Le Monde English. Cape Verde offers fragile refuge for many persecuted African homosexuals. It's like I'm a prisoner in paradise. JavaScript is disabled in your browser. Please enable JavaScript to proceed. A required part of this site couldn't load. This may be due to a browser extension, network issues, or browser settings. Please check your connection, disable any ad blockers, or try using a different browser. Up next, 9th, from Guardian Global Dev. It's not about the Quran, it's about the money. How boys of five are forced to beg on Senegal's streets. An old West African practice of sending children away to study is being used as a cover for trafficking. Say, human rights groups. In a bare, gloomy room on the beachfront at Saint-Louis, in the northwest of Senegal, dozens of young boys sit on a concrete floor chanting verses from the Quran, surrounded by fishing boats and piles of rubbish. And then, 10th, from Jerusalem Post. Japan, U.S. Confirm joint yen-buying intervention, signal more action to prevent sell-off. Japan and the U.S. conducted coordinated yen-buying intervention and will not hesitate to take further action, Japan's finance ministry said on Monday, confirming a rare bilateral action to halt the yen slide to fresh 40-year lows. The move underscored both countries' resolve to prevent a sell-off in the yen and Japanese government bonds, JGBs, from causing global spillovers, such as adding upward pressure on already rising U.S. Treasury yields, analysts said. The joint intervention was the first since 2011's coordinated action to weaken the yen following the devastating earthquake in Eastern Jap. That's the day. Back at the desk tomorrow. What to watch is in your subscribe link. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.